Yes, sir. What's going on? What's going on? King Judah 23 here. Oh, no, no. This is not the final episode yet. This is not the final episode of season 9. I'm going to do a bonus episode. We got a lot to talk about. Yeah, I know about P. Diddy. But we're going to talk about a lot more than just P. Diddy. But I'm going to explain to you why they are going after P. Diddy right now. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, here to the Judah Light Podcast here on the Empire Network. King Judah 23 here. You can follow me on Instagram at KINGJUDH23 on Instagram. And, of course, the link is in the bio. Go to our website and find out where the Judah Light Podcast is available on your local streaming platform. So I wanted to talk about a couple things. First and foremost, all praise to the Most High for waking me up this morning with my right mind, kind of, right? But really, with my right mind, and really have, it's been really, 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 really favored, man. Been really, really favored. Just been working on this Judah Light Films. Just been really been hard working at it, man. Working on some other things, getting some other things put together. Getting my finances in order, getting some. We about to do some big things, man. We about to do some real, real serious big things. I got a 3 p.m. Telephone conference about some editing software, and we're gonna take Judah Light Films to the next level. That I believe the Most High is speaking to me right now. Say take Judah Light Films to the next level, and so that's what we're doing. Speaking of Judah Light Films, got 2 films already out. Of course, Do You Want to Be Famous? Out on iDailyMotion. The full movie is out, okay? So I'm very, very excited to have that out. It's out right now on iDailyMotion. So please check out the full movie on iDailyMotion, okay? Please, at Empire Network 23. EmpireNetwork23. Please follow us, all right, and check out all our. We got more than just that film. We have a lot other, more other content that's gonna be coming up pretty soon as well. And I also probably gonna do some special Judah Life podcast specials on the Daily Motion. That's gonna be coming up for season 10. That's one of my. That's one of my things I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be doing, sometimes I'll do a special YouTube. We're going to start doing special YouTube podcasts. But we're always going to stay right here on Spotify and right here on this platform as well, because I this is where I started, okay? This is what I started. We're not going to change anything as far as here is concerned. We only want to make it better, really, to be honest with you. We want to make it better. We're not changing anything, but I will have some special podcasts on YouTube, special podcasts on other digital platforms. So please check those out. And also on our Daily Motion, we're going to have special podcasts. I'm also going to be releasing special films on that platform. There's certain movies that cannot be on our YouTube channel, okay? And so, due to the community guidelines, so we're gonna have to put it over to our Daily Motion, and so that's what we're doing. Okay, so please go download the app. Please watch the whole entire film. Okay, follow us at Empire Network 23, EmpireNetwork23. Please follow us. Please watch the whole entire film. Do You Want to Be Famous? Do You Want to Be Famous? So that's going to be the first of a series of films, and also on YouTube, okay? On YouTube, on our YouTube channel right now, okay? The One Third Will Rise, okay? It's out right now, okay? As well as on our Daily Motion as well. That's also on the Daily Motion as well. The One Third Will Rise, and also on our YouTube, The One Third Will Rise. So please check that film out. I think that's 12 minutes. 12-ish, something like that. 12 minutes, so or maybe between 11 and 12 minutes. So it's a pretty short film, but it's really going to hit home. And then next week I will be releasing There Is No Middle East. I will be releasing that as well. Okay, so that's where we at, guys. All right, it doesn't matter if what's going on with the wars and all the other stuff and all this other garbage. We're gonna continue to move forward. We're gonna continue to press on. That's where we're at, guys. Okay. So anyway, today we're gonna talk about it's gonna be a freestyle as far as Diddy Edition is concerned. See, let me say this to you guys right now, and I'm going to be very, very upfront and honest. I know everybody's gonna be paying attention. Everybody's talking about it on YouTube, guys. You don't really understand right now that this is a game of chess. And what I mean by this is a game of chess here, see, Diddy has a lot of evidence on a lot of people. I want you to really understand where we at right now. We're not going to talk about P. Diddy all day, but we'll talk about it right now. Diddy has a lot of information on a lot of powerful people, not just in the music industry, in Hollywood, in politics. He has a lot of influence on a lot of people. And he knows a lot of information about a lot of their dirty secrets. You already saw what happened to T.D. Jakes. That's just the minor leagues. See, I want you to understand, while they was talking about T.D. Jakes, they was going crazy about T.D. Jakes. That's just the minor leagues. Wait till they find out about Beyonce. See, I'm going to say this again, and I'm here in 2024. Big time people are going to be brought down. And I am predicting this right now. I am telling you right now, by the end of this year, Beyonce will be in a scandal. I am telling you. I am telling you guys right now. And people say, well, why are you attacking Beyonce? You almost don't like Beyonce. It doesn't matter if I like her or not. I am telling you, Jay-Z and Beyonce are going down. They're the next ones to go down. And they have a lot of information on a lot of other powerful people. This is going to be a domino effect here. But it's going to start with Diddy. It's really going to start with Diddy. It really started with R. Kelly. Let's just be all the way honest. It really started with R. Kelly. But see, R. Kelly was not as powerful politic-wise as Diddy. He's not as powerful, behind the scenes with girls and certain influences, yeah. But when you're talking about serious politics, Diddy is right up there, man. He's right up in the echelon as far as black entertainers are concerned, man. And I'm telling you, this is going to be a domino effect. This is a domino effect. You got a lot of people quiet right now. A lot of people are quiet because a lot of people are scared. A lot of stuff is going to come out. You already saw what happened with Meek Mill. You already saw that. Now, all of a sudden, he really a fruit pop. He not even responding to the allegations that's going to get him. So I guess it's all true. See, all this stuff is starting to come out. Right now, it's exposure time. It is exposure time in Hollywood. I am telling you guys this. This is not something that I heard or I may have found out or whatever. Like, I am telling you guys, this is going to get ugly. This will get ugly. This is not going to. It will get ugly. Y'all better start really paying attention, man. But I'm telling you, this is all a distraction at the end of the day. Because while y'all focusing on P. Diddy and Beyonce and Jay-Z, I am telling you, they playing something big. Now, I don't know what it is. But I'm telling you right now, with this whole solar eclipse, I'm telling you, all this stuff is going to start coming at all at once. People are already panicking about the damn AT&T phones going out. Did you see those videos when the AT&T phone went out? I mean, people was going ballistic. I mean, the poor AT&T man, I saw the video excuse me. With the poor AT&T man. The man said, "What can I do? I can't get up there on the towel and fix it. This is above my pay grade." He just telling you what they are telling him. See, I'm telling you, this is going to be a pet. This is why you need to get your dehydrated foods. You need to go get your water. You need to go get your generator. Now, I have a gas power generator, and I really don't like it because it's going to make a lot of noise. But that's better than not having nothing at all. You better go get some weapons. We are slowly going down. Everything's slowly going down. So while everybody focuses on P. Diddy, and we can talk about P. Diddy all day long. And like I said before, it's a domino effect that's going to start happening. Jay-Z and Beyonce is going to be involved in this. And I'm going to tell you this right now. P. Diddy is doing the race. I think he's on a run. That's my personal opinion. I think he's on a run. I think he's trying to negotiate whatever they want. He's trying to negotiate, but he is somewhere in a foreign country somewhere. And I think he has all the evidence. Remember, P. Diddy been photographing, videotaping and photographing everything since 1992. This is what he said out of his own mouth. He's been documenting stuff since 1992. So what I'm telling you guys, this is going to be a domino effect. But while everybody else is paying attention to that, something big is going to happen as far as impacted everybody. So I'm telling you guys, man, it's a split right now. It's a major split. It's a split right now, guys. You got some people that want this thing to be over with. They're tired. I'm telling you, you got some people right now, they're tired. They don't want to do it no more. Will Smith. Why you think he haven't seen Will Smith as of late? By the way, check out YouTube page. We got some videos on Jada and Will. Why you think he haven't seen Will Smith in a while? Why you think you haven't seen Denzel Washington in a while? Why you think you haven't seen Rick Ross in a while? There's some people that just damn they're tired, man. They're tired. And then you have the other half, they want to keep this thing going. They want to keep this thing popping. A lot of these new cats want to keep this thing popping. So I'm telling you, it's going to be a domino effect. And I'm telling you, the whole entire hip-hop industry is about to be, it's about to go digital. Because this thing is going to be bigger than just Puff Daddy. I am telling you, it's going to be bigger than P. Diddy. This is bigger than P. Diddy, guys. This is trafficking across the whole entire hip-hop genre. Jay Prince is going to be probably involved in it. I'm saying allegedly. I'm not just putting out names. But listen, it won't surprise me. Cardi B, allegedly. I think I snapped. It won't surprise me. Jermaine Dupri is involved, allegedly. DeBrat, allegedly. It's going to be a lot of big names you're going to be seeing. Like, man, what? Man, this is crazy. Boom, 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 boom. And it's not just P. Diddy and that girl from the City Girls. And by the way, she wasn't just recruiting girls to go over to PD's house. She was recruiting men to go over there too. Come on now. You know we all know P. Diddy a faggot. Come on, man. We all know that. So it kills me when we see this picking and choosing of certain names. No, this thing is bigger than P. Diddy, man. This thing is bigger than P. Diddy. They want to take hip-hop down. There's a reason why they want to take it down. I don't know why they want. There's a reason now they want to take it down. But they want to take it down. And P. Diddy is just going to be just the start of it. Wait till they get to Beyonce. And I'm going to tell my black women this. And I'm going to say this right now. Don't you get up on these platforms and start defending this bitch. Don't get on these platforms and start defending this bitch. This bitch is a pedophile. This bitch is a witch. This bitch is worshiping Satan. She's worshiping the devil. And I'm telling you right now, it's time for people like her and her spirit cooking husband to go down. I'm telling you. Don't get up on these platforms talking about, oh, well, we don't think Beyonce would do anything, do nothing. That's a little more Jay-Z's thing. We heard about Jay-Z, but we really didn't think about Queen B like that. And I just don't believe it. I think she's a victim too. Bull fucking shit. And this is what I've been saying about black women over the last 2 or 3 years. I'm really going to really be honest when I say this. Black women are giving out the same excuses as white supremacists. That's just facts. When you ask for white supremacists, what about slavery? What about this? What about that? What they always do? They always try to throw the victim card or try to throw it back in your face or have a crocodile tear. Why is black women doing the same thing as white supremacists do? That's just facts, man. So don't get on these platforms and start defending the Beyonce. Do not get on these platforms and start defending this bitch. This bitch is a pedophile. She went to Pedo Island with her husband Jay-Z down in the Virgin Islands with Jeffrey Epstein. She was on the list. If that's the real Beyonce. Because there's actually, for what I'm hearing, allegedly, I think I snapped, because you know we gotta say allegedly in this sensitive ass world, right? There's actually a list, allegedly, of all the celebrities that was caught on Pedo Island. See, here's the thing. And see, this thing is bigger than... See, I don't want to get deep into the rabbit hole, but we got to get deep into the rabbit hole today, okay? For what we are hearing, allegedly, Jeffrey Epstein was a CIA agent. He was working for the CIA. And what he was doing is he was luring celebrities and other high-profile people to his island. And a lot of those celebrities have been arrested. They're in jail. So a lot of these celebrities you think you're seeing, these are a lot of clones. But a lot of these people has already been killed. A lot of these people has already been arrested and on trial right now for sex trafficking. And I think the cat is going to come out the damn bag eventually. Jeffrey Epstein is not dead, guys. He faked his death. Jeffrey Epstein faked his death. Here's the thing. Why would somebody that powerful got all those type of loans off himself? He was sired. So what he did, he faked his death. He's somewhere on a private island somewhere laughing his ass off along with Kobe and the rest of the... Because Kobe faked his death too. Yeah. You haven't seen the real exposure. Cat Williams, that's playtime. That's playtime. I want you to listen to me as I'm talking to you right now. This is playtime with Cat Williams. When he got there on the Shay Shay show, okay, on the little Shay Shay show, okay, that was playtime. That was Satan toying with everybody. Wait till he start revealing that Kobe Bryant wasn't killed in the helicopter crash. Wait till you find out him and Gigi has been living on a private island this whole entire time, and Gigi has been working as a sex worker. See, all this stuff is going to start coming out, guys. Allegedly, I think I snapped. That widow Kobe Bryant, she is not even hardly not dropping a single tear. You will think I lost my wife. And so as a widow, I know how a widow feels and how a widow is feeling. And so my thing is, she's talking like he's still here. It's like a certain tone when a widow talks. It's a certain tone. And a lot of people don't know that. But I'm telling you as a widow myself, there's a certain tone when you talk about your spouse. And so she's talking like he's still here. That's because he's still here, guys. See, all this stuff is going to start to come out. I am telling you. All this stuff is going to start to come out. So P. Diddy, this person, that person, all these people are going to start coming out. And by the way, 50 Cent, I know you want to jump in and you want to start exposing Diddy, but come on, bro. Let's keep it all the way 100. You got a lot of skeletons in your closet too, bro. You got a lot of skeletons in your closet too, 50. Now, come on, let's keep it all the way 100. You was signed to Master J's label. You was locked into that deal. You wasn't making no money. So you sold your soul and you had Master J killed. And then the next thing you know, you signed with Shady Aftermath. How? When you still under contract with the Master J's label, under his management. And you knew Master J was not going to let you out the contract because you just signed it. You knew he was not going to let you out that contract. You knew he was not going to let you out. Did you not have a project out of Columbia? Okay, all that money was going to Master J. You was his cash cow. So for you to blow up, and you blew up, you sold your soul, and you sacrificed Master J. Come on, let's keep it all the way 100. So you got a lot of explaining to do too. You went to you sold to Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre is your handler. No, I'm sorry. Eminem is your handler, and Eminem's handler is Dr. Dre. So Dr. Dre is really your handler as well. You in debt to Dr. Dre and Eminem for life. That's facts. But see, you want to get up here and you want to talk about P. Diddy. Oh, Diddy, he a fruit pop. Diddy this, Diddy that, Diddy this, Diddy that. But let me tell you something, you're a fruit pop too. Vivica Fox called you out. She called you out. She called you a sissy. You shut that, you paid her off real quick. Oh, whoa, huh? Yeah. See, all the stuff's gonna start coming out. It's all gonna start coming out. I think Diddy and 50 had a sexual relationship too. I think 50. Why you think when Diddy was on the Breakfast Club and Charlamagne asked him the question, said, "Man, why 50 keep going at you, man?" And he was like, "Oh man, that's just 50, man." He shrugged that off because he knew that him and 50 been screwing. Allegedly, I think I snapped. Man, you better stop playing out here, man. This is another one big ass game. This is another one big game. NBA YoungBoy is a clone. They either got the real NBA, either the real NBA YoungBoy is dead, or the real NBA YoungBoy is somewhere on the island too. But that's damn sure not the real NBA YoungBoy. Now I don't know about Lil Durk. And these new rappers, I don't know about those guys. I don't think Dirk is cloned. Not yet. I don't think he's cloned, but he may be cloned. But we know he sacrificed Vaughn. All this stuff is going to start coming out, guys. I'm telling you, all this stuff is going to start coming out. P. Diddy got a lot of secrets about a lot of people. Why you think the police, they went in, they brought in the Homeland Security, dog. They ain't bring no FBI, no DEA, no CIA. They ain't bring the Alphabet Boy. They brought the Homeland Security, and they went in and started barging. I mean, they just tore the whole place apart because there's some tapes. I'm telling you, Diddy got some powerful tapes on some powerful people. I'm telling you. He pissed the wrong person off. And now Diddy is doing the race. He is on the run, guys. I'm telling you, he's on the run. And he's got the evidence along with him. He's got the evidence. They went in there for the evidence. They didn't go in there for no computers and see about sex trafficking. They don't give a damn about none of that. Because hell, half these police officers are involved in sex trafficking. Whoa, oh, wait a minute. Whoa, wait a minute. Yes. Yes. Half these police officers are involved in sex trafficking. Cause look at the average salary for a police officer. Come on, let's quit the bullshit. How these police officers are still making a decent living to a point they have a nice ass apartments and have these nice ass looking cars. Look at the police officers. They on TikTok. They going viral. They dancing and shit. They involved in sex trafficking. They get some money on the side, guys. The average police officer makes between $40,000 and $45,000 a year. That's a street beat cop. Now, I don't know about detectives and special investigators and all that other bullshit. I don't know nothing about that other shit. But I know the average police or the street beat police officer makes between $30,000 and $45,000. How in the hell are you supposed to be making any kind of money? You out here, and some of these police officers are driving Hellcats and nice foreign cars. How? Because they involve in human trafficking. So they don't give a damn about the damn human trafficking and the sex trafficking and all the other shit. They ain't give a damn about none of that. They are looking for the evidence that's going to put their bosses behind bars. And put the top elites behind bars. I'm trying to tell you, man, this is all a game, guys. Diddy is doing the race. Diddy is somewhere on the run right now trying to figure out his next move. Why you think he left his kids there? He ain't shit. I'm trying to. And here's the thing. You don't think you take your kids with you too, right? That just makes sense. He's such a piece of shit. He left his kids there. Whew, come on, man. Come on. And y'all niggas allied this nigga? 80 to 85% of black folks is going to idolize this nigga, but this man doesn't have enough honor to take his kid. If I'm going to do the race, my son going with me, damn it. The man going to do the damn race. He's doing the damn race on the people, man. It's just absolutely crazy, man. And 80 to 85% of black folks are still going to honor this man. 80 to 85% of black folks are still going to make excuses for this man. This is why two-thirds of black folks got to get up out of here. We can no longer keep playing these games. We can no longer keep playing. The one-third will rise, part one, out on YouTube right now. Yes, sir. Because two-thirds of black folks are going to... Listen... Two-thirds of black folks are going to be out of here. I'm telling you. Two-thirds of black people are going to be out of here. Simple, man. It's damn simple. Next week, we're going to have a slew of content coming out. We got four Dome League football games coming out. Next week, going to be four games on listed on the schedule. Now, after that, I think week five through eight is going to be like one game, maybe one or two games a week. But this is going to be, week four is going to be a slew of four games on the slate on the schedule. I'm going to try to slide all four of those games in, okay? And please go on our website to find out which channel is going to be, which game is available on which channel. Going to be releasing There Is No Middle East. That film right there is gonna stir up some shit too. I'm telling you right now. That film right there, and also the film I'm really interested to really find out the response, The Whitening of Latin America. That's gonna come out in 2 weeks, guys. That's coming out in 2 weeks. I'm gonna do it right after spring break. We need to talk about these things. We really need to talk about these things, guys. So. So Saturday morning is going to be my final episode for season 9. I'm going to take about a month off. I got some other business ventures I got to take care of and set up and all those other things and get ready and, get Judah Life Shop and, possibly I may be switching, web pages. So, please be on the lookout, but I always will update on my profile. The link will always be on my bio, all current events. Don't know yet if we're going to be able to do that, but we'll find out. but either way, we will let you know. Try to figure out, okay, I really want to say something here. It's been on my mind. Oh, yes. I'm very interested in this film with Whitney of Latin America that's gonna be coming out in 2 weeks. I really want to see the comments and the views of what the people really think about this film, particularly. We are covering, and people keep saying, and even the people in the camps keep saying that Mexicans and Dominicans and Cubans, and they all of them are Judah. That's a lie. They're all not Judah guys, okay? And please, and each film, the way I have it set up, and let me go. Now, why did I do this? Why do I do that crap? Oh, for 1 minute, I apologize. So each film that I have done is really a parable to the other, if you get what I'm saying. So, Do You Want to Be Famous, which is out right now, okay? And Do You Want to Be Famous Surviving Diddy, and that's going to be coming up pretty soon. I don't want to release it out just yet. Let's see how everything's going to play out with the Diddy situation, and then I will figure out. But they pretty much going to match each other, okay? All right. Do You Want to Be Famous is also going to line up with Diddy, with Jay-Z and Beyonce on the Beyonce film called Beyonce is Evil, okay? All right. Now, The Whitening of Latin America is going to coincide with Deep Rooted. Now, Deep Rooted is going to be coming out. Going to be coming out soon as well. I'm looking to probably release that probably mid to late April or maybe early May. I'm looking to release Deep Rooted. But Whitening of Latin America and Deep Rooted is going to coincide with each other, okay? Just like the Do You Want to Be Famous, not the Diddy version, but the Do You Want to Be Famous, the one that's out right now on our Daily Motion, please download the app, okay? It's going to coincide with Beyonce is Evil. So each film is going to explain the previous film that's been out there. So it's almost like a series, okay? It's almost like a series, and even when there is no Middle East, it's going to coincide with the truth. Yes, and the truth is going to probably be a exclusive, short film. I don't know what I'm going to do with that one yet, because I know that both platforms are going to probably be like, we're going to take that down. Okay, well, I mean, we're going to have to be all the way honest, okay? There's certain topics and certain things. We already know that we are the black people, the indigenous people, are the real Jews of Israel. We already know that. But they are going to continue to try to hide these things on these platforms, so we have to do certain things to counter that, okay? But there's always a counter. We play chess, not checkers, right? But we'll figure out what we're going to do with the truth, okay? And coming up also within the next month, I'm looking to upgrade my equipment for my podcast and for Judah Life Films. But I believe Judah Life Films is really going to take off, guys. And like I said, I did 7 films with my iPhone, man. Just with my iPhone, with the cutting and the editing and everything like that. It's just with the iPhone alone. Now, if we can upgrade our equipment, upgrade our software, upgrade everything, man, I'm trying to tell you, we're gonna take the thing to the next damn level. We're gonna take the thing to the next level. Also, looking for content creators, okay? I'm not looking for a bitch that can shake her ass, okay? You can find that anywhere on social media platforms, okay? We're not looking for that, okay? We're looking for people that got good spirits about them. They're good people, they're good-hearted people. They have a good spirit about them. They 100 with this shit. They thorough with this shit. They know what they're doing. Everything's a go with them. Boom, boom, boom. We want to work with those type of people. Okay? If you have music, content, create comedy, stand up. It doesn't matter. All right. It does not matter. We are looking for content creators. We are looking for people because we want to expand our network. And at the same time, we want to give back to you. Okay. And I want people to start thinking like, especially my people in my community like this. People automatically think, if I give him my material, he going to steal my material. Stop thinking small. I don't want nothing to do with your damn material. Okay? What I'm trying to do the Most High's work, which is Yahweh's work. I always have been like that since the very beginning. Who would have thought I'll have over 10,000 subscribers on YouTube? And I'm getting 12,000, 11,000, 20,000, 50,000, 100,000. Hell, the Jay-Z one got over 1 million right now, over 1 million views. Who would have thought that? We started with this little podcast right here that was barely getting interviews. Now, guess what? We're across 10 countries. Woo! Come on, man. So I don't need your little funky ass money. I don't need your little funk. I don't need your funky ass, really. Because the Most High has been guiding me since the very beginning. We started at a little podcast, and we was getting between 3 and 4 views. Now we are across 10 different countries. We're in Europe, we're in Latin America, we're in North America. Man, come on, man. Come on, bro. So I don't need you like that. So I want people to start thinking like this. Okay, I'm gonna take a chance. You know what I mean? I've been struggling to get myself out there. Let me get with King Judah, man. Boom, boom, boom. ABC 1, 2, 3. Yada 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 yada. I'm not making no money out of it. You not okay? And you getting your brand out there, you get more benefit than me. But the fact that I'm giving back is gonna grow the network within its own. And that's the thing, and especially people in my community, we think like that. We really do think like that. We have a very, very individualistic mentality. Me. It's all about me. If I don't get all the benefits out of it, I don't want to do it. If I don't see a guaranteed win, I don't want to do it. That's how black folks think. And that's why we're still in the bottom of the barrel. That's why we're still in the bottom of the damn barrel. That's why we're still lacking education, infrastructure. We are dead last in every economic and social category that you could find, because we still have the individual mentality. Now, don't get me wrong, you have white people that think like that. That's true. But how many of them, maybe out of 10 white people, maybe you have 2 to think like that. The rest of the ain't going to come together and make something out of that shit. Latino, you may have some Latinos that think like that. Okay, of every race, you're going to have people who think like that. But out of every 10 Latinos, you may have 1 that think like that, and the rest of them not going to get together and motherfucking make that shit work. I am telling you, it is black folks, we the only ones that we sit back and we're like, well, I don't want them to get any credit. I want all the credit. That very individualistic attitude is going to keep you down. So like I said, I don't need your funky ass money. I don't need your funky ass talent. I'm being honest. But if you are a good man or good woman with spirit, come on, let's get together and let's do this thing, man. Let's get together. I don't want anything from you. The Most High has been taking care of me all my life, really. He's been taking care of me all my life. He pulled me out of homelessness. Whew, come on. See, I can start having a testimony today. This podcast was only getting 4 views at one time. When I first started this podcast, it was only getting 4 views. 4. And guess what? I listened 3 out of 4 times. So only one person, really one person. Only one. Oh, really listen to me. One. And look how he took this podcast. He took this podcast from really one person listening to now we are spread among 10 countries. Look how he started the YouTube. One video, the Jay-Z video. Over a million views. Now we got over 10,000 subscribers. Now we building a network. Now we got Judah-like films. Yahweh been taking care. So I don't see the thing is, and I know it's sad to really do this, but you gotta let our people know that it's not. I don't want nothing from you. You gotta let our people know, and that's sad that we gotta do that to each other, but it's the damn truth. I don't need nothing from you. If you're a good man, a good woman of Yah, and you got good content, you're a good comedian, you're a good singer, a good rapper, you know what I'm saying? Now, you ain't gonna talk about killing, go blow somebody's head off. No, we're not doing that now on this platform. But if you're a good MC, you're a good singer, you're not going to sit up and talk about screwing and hitting for the bag and she's sucking it from the balcony. We're not talking about none of that crap. But if you're a good rapper, you're a good singer, and you talk about good, you got good lyrical content, and you talk about something, you're about something, come over here to the Empire Network. Put your stuff out there. Shout out to Dizzle Beats, man. He's not even really looking at anything. He's really not looking to make no money out of it. He said, hey, here you go, man. Boom. But I want him to be successful. So that's why I put his name out there. Because if somebody with a good spirit hear his music, be like, man, you know what? I like that, man. And you through my channel, guess what? Now you send me a comment. Hey, ABC 123. Hey, man, can I'm an artist. Can you be looking with him? Boom. That's two like-minded people getting together. That's what I'm talking about, man. It ain't about, well, I'm going to take 80%. You get 20. Man, please, get out of my face with that nigga. It's about connecting like-minded people. It's about creating a community that we all can come together and we really all doing something with this thing. Eventually, we're going to start having fan interaction. We're going to start having Q&A shows. I'm seeing it right now as we speak, but we got to start small, man. That's why we're starting with Judah Life Films right now. I'm excited about Judah Life Films right now, man. I'm excited, man. I'm excited. That's why I'm taking this. That's why after Saturday, I'm taking them whole month off the podcast, man. Because I gotta really focus on this thing. Because we're gonna make Judah Life Films huge, man. And then we're gonna start creating our own network off of that. Video on demand channels. Come on, man. And I still have the dream about creating my own television series. We can do it. We can do it. Now I know he sold his soul. I know he sold out. I get that. But look at Country Wayne. He took something that was very, very small, minute, out of Facebook and created a conglomerate. Now he out there doing touring in Chicago for $100,000. Now I know he had sucked P Diddy's PP to get that to make that happen. I get that, but you get what I'm saying. You can start something very, very small and make it huge. Just like you could come on this platform and put your talent out there. You can put your talent out there, man. Go put your talent out there. Stop being scared. Hey, man. ABC 123. Hey, man. I'm gonna drop my music, man. So you can show me some love, man. Boom. If you show me some cover art, I'll put that on the thumbnail. Guess what? I said all credit go to this person. Go follow this person. Blah 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 blah. And if they rock with your music. But you got to put the step out there. You can't be afraid of somebody gonna steal something from you. Like I said, the Most High has been looking out for me since the very beginning, homie. He been looking out for me since the very fucking beginning. We ain't got to worry about not having no food in the house. We ain't got to worry about not having no money. We're not worried about none of that. The Most High has been taking care of us, man. The Most High has been looking out for us. So guess what? I don't need nothing from you, homie. I really don't. The only thing I want to do is continue to grow this network for Yahweh. I want to grow it because he's got a message out there, man. And that's why I'm going to put Jewel Life Film, because we're gonna put this message out in picture now. We did it through the words with the podcast. That's already been done. I have over 100 shows, guys. I went through my catalog. I got a long ass catalog, man. Through these 9 seasons, I have a long ass catalog, guys. I have a long catalog. That's facts, man. I have a long catalog. If I stop this podcast right now, I have enough scripture shows, I have enough freestyles, I have enough this, I have enough that, I have enough knowledge that I have spread all the way out from the very beginning that I don't even need to put on another episode of Jewel Life Podcast ever again. If I could stop it, and I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, I'm really not, because I'm still young in this truth thing. But if I were to stop it right now, I can stop it right now and just focus straight on Jewel Life Film. No, I'm going to keep this thing going. But you got to understand, we got to continue to evolve. So you may see Jewel Life Podcast, an episode, maybe one episode a month on this platform. But I may have 2 or 3 on YouTube. I may have 2 or 3 on Daily Motion. I may have 2 or 3 on this, and I'll keep everybody updated. We got to elevate this thing, and then we're gonna elevate the film so they can see it in the picture. Then we're gonna elevate the TV series so we can have a deep message behind it. Man, this thing is gonna get huge, man. It's going to get huge. I'm calling it. And we ain't gotta sit on the couch with no damn Tyler Perry or none of that. The Most High is speaking, man. But it's gonna take a while. It's not going to happen overnight. Trust me, man, bro. Let me tell you something. YouTube is going to take their sweet ass time before they monetize me. I already know. YouTube is going to take their sweet ass time before they monetize me. I already know they're going to do it. I already know they're going to take their sweet ass time. And that's fine. I know it's going to be a while before Daily Motion start bringing in the money from all the views from these films and this content. I know that. But the Most High said, guess what? I'm still taking care of you. I'm still providing all you need. Come on, man. Let's talk today, baby. Let's talk. So when we talk about we putting these films out, we're not doing it so we can get rich today. We already know it's going to take a while. But guess what? Just like with this podcast. Remember, I told you, we're going to grow this podcast. Damn it, we're not growing this podcast. Are we now across 10 countries? We're in Panama, man. I can't speak to you one sentence of Spanish to you, but I'm across Panama. Come on, man. The Most High, man. I'm telling you, the Most High is merciful, man. Yahweh is merciful. Yahyahim and his son Yahweh ben Yahweh, they are merciful. They are great. I don't even speak a word of Spanish. And somebody who speaks Espanol is listening to me right now, currently, right now, on this platform. Come on, man. Somebody in Germany right now, I don't even speak German, but somebody right now in Germany is listening to this podcast right now, getting the message. Come on, man. That's all praise to the Most High, man. That's all praise to the Most High. So while we talk about P. Diddy, and we talk about 50 Cent, and we talk about this person, and we talk about that person, I'm telling you, it's all praise to the Most High, man. That's all a distraction. That's a distraction, man. Keep your faith on Yah, because it's coming. Stuff is going to start coming. They're going to take this internet away. It's coming. But until they take the internet away, guess what? Empire Network going to still be at work. Woo! Come on, talk to me today. Talk. Yes, sir. Until they take this internet away and say, we're done with the internet. We don't want no more internet. Okay, that's fine. We don't want no more YouTube. We don't want no more Daily Motion. That's fine. But guess what, baby? We have done our work. We have spread the message. Yahweh, and I'm going to tell you something, man, and I'm going to say this, we got to go. I believe Yahweh talks to people different ways, man. And I know what the scripture says, that once you see my face, that you have reached the kingdom. But I'm going to tell you something right now. I know I had a dream that me and Yahweh was talking. I know we had, but he was so dark, you couldn't even see his face. But he was walking with me. And I'm gonna give you this right here, and then we're gonna be done. He was so dark. We was walking on the beach, me and him. There was nobody else around. I'm gonna tell you something, man. The Most High is speaking. Most High is speaking, man. This is 6 months before my wife passed away. I had this dream. I'm walking with Yahweh. And we sat on a chair, you know, the little beach chairs they had out there. It was only two beach chairs out of this whole, it was a big ass beach. Only two lawn chairs out there. And me, and I knew it was Yahweh. I'm explaining to you in a minute. I knew it was Yahweh, but we're gonna move on. And I was talking to him and I was saying, hey, what about this person? What about that person? And all these people I was speaking, they all passed away. All these people out passed, they all passed away. And so I talked to him. I said, hey, let me go say what's up to him. Because he was telling me how they were doing in the spirit. He was telling me this, man. I'm going to tell you some real shit. He was telling me this. How they were doing in the spirit. My mom, dad, how they doing, blah, blah. I said, let me go talk to them real quick. He said, no, I got too much work for you to do here. This was 6 months before my wife passed away. Then my wife passes away. The Most High spoke to me right here. I'm telling you, right here in the same chair I'm talking to you right here. He said, I got you. No matter what, I got you. He said that to me. So when I tell you, I don't worry about your little funky money. I don't worry about your little talent or copyright. You can have all that. You can have the copyright. You can have the publishing. I don't care about that. We're spreading Yah's message. And we're building a network of like-minded people. We got too much work for you to do. The Most High spoke to me and said that. Y'all better get right, man. Y'all better get right. You got people. I have people that's leaving me right now. I have not done one thing to them, and they leaving because the Most High spoke to me the other day and said, I did that for a reason. I'm getting these people out your life. Woo! Come on, man. Look at all the stuff that I have done since these folks have been. Now we're creating Jewel Life Films. See, the Most High can't elevate you. You still got dead weight around you. I'm trying to tell you. Let's talk. We got a couple more minutes and we're going to be done with this. But I'm telling you, man. The Most High can't elevate you and you still got dead weight around you. He can't. He won't. I am telling you, the Most High will not elevate you, and you still got dead weight around you. You still got people in drama. You still got people on these group chats and in these chat rooms, and they talking, and they doing this, they doing that, they doing. You still got people still doing that, man. I'm telling you right now, you're gonna have to get rid of these people in order for you to elevate. Stop going to these chat rooms. Stop going in these chat rooms, man. All they talk about is gossip. And, well, he said, and she said, and then they said, and they turn around and said, and then you heard about P. Diddy, and you heard about the game and P. Diddy, you heard about Meek Mill P. Diddy. That's all they talk about. They're not talking about elevating with Yahweh. They're not talking about building a relationship with the Most High. They're not talking about something I just told you about, that the dream. They ain't going to tell you that. All they gonna tell you is about stuff that they gonna spread rumors about. Bullshit. We don't have the time for it. We're in 2024, baby. First of all, we're not, really not in 2024. We're really in 4,000 or something. But we're going to give them what they give us because we don't have a lot of time to explain that. But we're going to move on. All this stuff is going to be revealed. All this stuff is going to be revealed about the black people being on the true Hebrew. See, I'm going to say this right now. Allah Karah, I'm telling you. Brother, I got number of love for you and shout outs for the Most High from me to you. And there is never going to be no beef between me and you, my brother. But I'm going to say this right here, right now. All black people, not Indians. That's bullshit. We are Hebrews. We Hebrews. We Indians. We're the original Puerto Ricans. We're the original Dominicans. We're the original everything. We're the original Chinese. We're the original Russians. We're the original Samoans. The Samoan culture knows that the indigenous people was the first Samoans. Come on, man, talk. We was everywhere. So all this stuff is going to start coming out. Why do you think they're going after Haiti? Come on, man. Let's talk today, right? Let's talk. Why do you think they're going after Haiti? All the national resources. All this stuff is going to start coming out, man. But anyway, yes, sir. Next week, Judah Light Films is presenting There Is No Middle East. And that's going to come out exclusively on YouTube. Exclusively on YouTube, all right? And in 2 weeks, The Whitening of Latin America, that's going to come out in 2 weeks, all right? And that's going to be exclusively on YouTube. Both titles will be exclusively on YouTube. From Judah Light Films, all right? Please download the app, the Daily Motion app, okay? Please follow me on Daily Motion at EMPIRENETWORK23. Please follow me. I have the film out right now. Do You Want to Be Famous? It's out right now. And on my YouTube at Empire Network, EMPIRENETWORK23. Okay, on YouTube, out right now, The One Third Will Rise, Part One. Okay, we're gonna start putting out these films. I'm telling you, I have. Do You Want to Be Famous? Surviving Diddy Edition. That's gonna be coming. That's gonna be coming up. But the next two films are gonna be coming out next week. Next week, next Monday. There Is No Middle East. That's gonna be coming out next week. Okay, and The Whitening of Latin America out in 2 weeks. All right. Peace and favor from the Most High, okay? Because the Most High gives favor. Satan blesses. Peace. One love.